And now some German music to illustrate what I'm about to say. Yes. Now, a while ago, we got a Dear Scott email about how rubbish German television is from one of our listeners that downloads the podcast and listens to us in Germany. Now, that's not true. We found this out before. It's actually quite good. Now, I don't speak a word of German. I know you do a bit, Chappers.
Yes, a
do
little
Becky?
Bit.
I'm bitchin', whatever
I'm
they
bisschen.
Say. Bisschen.
I'm bitchin'.
I must have had...
That's German for something else.
I think I had a teacher with a funny accent, you know.
In that case, because you are a little bit fluent in the language, you would really enjoy German TV. I still would, and I don't speak a word. Now, I'm going to play you a bit, okay, of a show here. You just guess what TV show it is,
okay.
Right? I think the first one is fairly easy.
Also fragt euch, wer ist hier nicht nur beruflich eine Lachnummer?
Eine was?
Lachnummer! Ha 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 ha!
See, it's good German TV. Ha ha ha! Do you know what that is?
And that's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I think.
No!
Sorry, it's Weakest Link.
It is Weakest Link.
But would you have got that if you couldn't hear the music underneath?
Yeah, obviously.
I was going to play you This Is the Next Clue, which would have made it a little bit easier.
Willkommen zu der Schwächste Fliegt.
The Schwächste Fliegt.
Sector Fear.
Hmm. Welcome to the Weakest Link.
Good, well translated.
Thank you. Would you like to know what You Are the Weakest Link goodbye is in German?
Yeah.
Du bist der Schwächste, du fliegst. Tschüss.
Doesn't translate exactly. It's you are the weakest, you are kicked out, goodbye.
What was it again?
And what I do like about German Weakest Link, and this is true of most countries around the world, they all have the weakest links everywhere, but they've got everybody looking like Anne Robinson. All the hosts, I think, were auditioned.
Well, so their faces don't move.
They don't move. They've got the specs on, they've got the ginger hair, they've got the black cape, they all look the same. And the German lady looks exactly like Anne Robinson. The Australian one as well does look like Anne Robinson. And when I was watching some Russian TV once, like I do when I go on holiday, you know, I just stay in the hotel and watch TV. I wasn't in Russia. They just had a Russian channel on. The Russian Anne Robinson looks exactly like her on The Weakest Link 2.
Where did you go on holiday where you were watching Russian telly?
Dubai.
You really should just stay at home and invest in satellite. It'd be much cheaper in the long run. You
can't get Russian channels on my system.
It's cheaper than flying all the way to Dubai just to watch a Russian programme.
I don't go just for that.
No, you go for BBC Prime as well, don't you?
Okay, what is this next programme, please? In German.
Hello. Mensch, ein bisschen locker. Komm, locker.
Ja, ich singe jetzt von Cannibal Corpse, I Will Kill You.
Any idea?
No.
Not at all.
It's their version of X Factor.
What?
Yeah, right.
It is.
Hello.
It's an audition.
Mensch, ein bisschen locker. Komm, locker.
Ja, ich singe jetzt von Cannibal Corpse, I Will Kill You.
Don't think he got through to boot camp.
Really?
I think it's called Deutschland Superstar, which is just like X Factor, which they have. See, it works everywhere, all over the world. I could happily be in Germany and watch TV.
Do they make their judges look identical to our judges?
No, not really. I don't know who the judges are. I don't know who German Cheryl Cole is, or Danny Minaris, or Simon. There's always one nasty one, though, there is, even if they don't look like Simon.
Have you seen the Russian X Factor?
No, I've seen the Croatian one.
Where, in Dubai?
No, in Croatia, when
you
I went there.
You used to watch a lot of Afghan Idol as well, didn't you?
I did used to look quite like Afghan Idol, yeah, when that was on.
Where did you watch that?
Just online. What?
Nothing, I just
wanted to see what it was like. Actually, quite similar.
These insights into your life are frightening.
Yeah. Okay, what's this next one, right? Another amazing bit of German television.
So hatte ich mir das Wiedersehen nicht vorgestellt.
That's quite hard, that one, I think.
Blimey, that could be anything.
Is that
Hören Sie, Michael, ich glaube, ich kann das alles erklären.
I thought it was Knight Rider. That's the little sat-nav in Knight Rider.
That's a kit.
The sat nav.
I don't know, what's it called?
I don't think Mike or Knight had a sat nav, Becky. It was the whole.
It wasn't the special bit about the car that he had sat nav 15 years before anybody else.
But didn't it used to tell him where to go and what to do and talk to?
That was the whole car.
Oh, right.
But maybe they did get the idea of sat nav from Kit.
From Kit.
Do you think? It's Kit off Knight Rider, off of the Hoff.
Devon, warten Sie, April. Ich habe Michael geortet.
Once again, sounds a bit more threatening than our American one.
Michael, bitte bleiben Sie stehen. Ich bin es, Kit.
American one is a bit more camp.
Michael, this is all very confusing.
What did your sat-nav say that to you?
Are you all right, Michael?
I would love it if there were sat-navs like Kit who just asked if you were all right and told you to go a bit faster.
Mind the cat, Scott.
Mind the curb.
Don't
drive off. Bitte bleiben Sie stehen. Ich bin es, Kit.
Are you all right, Michael?
Yeah, see, same. And this last one is really good. Exactly the same. I do like it. They obviously get them to sound like the original ones. Because they do sound like them a bit, don't they? Especially these. Listen.
Sorry, Nanny Goy. Okay, Kenny, ich wette 100 Kröten, dass du deinen Furz nicht anzünden kannst.
What's that?
South Park.
Is it? It is. It is South Park. Yeah, listen. This is my favourite bit.
Oh, my God. Oh mein Gott, Sie haben Kenny getötet.
Yep. I love it. Easy living Germany.